What's up, guys, and welcome to Game Nights and Hard Talks.
Join us, August and Elena, for a unique blend of casual gaming sessions and heartfelt conversations.
We really love playing games and wanted to document the time we spend playing together, along with capturing the conversations we have.
Our goal is to create a community of people who crave authentic stories and connections with others while also enjoying some good gameplay.
So let's keep the dice rolling and jump into the episode. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Are you ready for today's episode?
Episode 12, right?
Yes.
Yes, I am ready. I'm excited. I'm excited to try and guess the game that we're playing tonight.
Yeah. All right. I feel like confident you'll get it, but here we go. I will just move this a little closer. All right. This is is it a quote or part of the I think it's part of the description.
Okay.
Anyway, I had to modify it a little bit, but it's pretty word for word. I got this off of the games company's website.
Okay.
So, you have been chosen to lead this initiative to oversee our first and last line of defense. Your efforts will have considerable influence on this planet's future. We urge you to keep that in mind as you proceed.
Oh,
good luck,
no.
Commander.
Are we playing XCOM?
Yes!
Yay!
So yeah, you were able to guess the game for today. It is XCOM the board game, and it's actually by Fantasy Flight Games. Who would have thought? So like I was saying, this was developed by Fantasy Flight Games. Love the studio. And that description does actually come from the official website for this board game specifically.
Nice.
So we're essentially just members of this elite program called XCOM, just as like the defense force against the alien invasion is essentially what we are responsible for. Now, as we're setting up, how would you describe this to a child?
I probably wouldn't have a child play this because I wouldn't play it. But if I'm not being salty, I don't remember how to play this. So I honestly cannot give a good description because I think the last time we played this was maybe in 2021.
Yeah, we played with, I believe, Braden and Kyla, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, to start, let's, we gotta pick a role, here, or two roles since there's only two of us and this is up to four people. So what do you want? I'll take the central officer since they are responsible for the app, running the app and just letting people know what to do and when to do it.
Yep. So there is an app for this game that you can download. A lot of the games made by this company have apps.
Yeah. So they're starting to really lean really into technology, and it's interesting. There's like two schools of thought or two camps. Like people really like it or people really don't. I'm curious when you'll sit in.
I'm in the middle. I don't mind it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's fine.
I think it's really cool and they're embracing technology.
Yeah. I think it could potentially be misleading if you do spend like $60 to $70 on a board game. And then let's say you do have to get an app on top of it. Like maybe that app was paid. I think normally they're free, but I know for Mansions of Madness, you have to buy certain packs to unlock expansions or things like that.
You're half correct. When you buy the pack, you buy the physical pack in real life, and then you just tell the app like, hey, I have this, and they'll start incorporating it in. It's the same way with their Descent app.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad that they don't charge more for the app on top of the game.
Yeah, because their expansions, it depends on which ones, but they can cost like just as much as the base game.
Right.
Because it's a whole other campaign, essentially what you're adding. Anyway, we're getting sidetracked. So we have three choices here, the chief scientist, squad leader, or commander. Which one do you want?
Which one controls the military?
The squad
leader. I do not want that one.
All right. So I will be the squad leader as well as the central officer. Now, the squad leader is responsible for choosing a mission and then assigning soldiers to the current mission and defense. And then for my other one, the central officer, I am responsible for communicating what the app is telling us. And then I spawn UFOs when the app tells me to. And then also I assign satellites for orbital defense and other things, and then track the threat level. What are your roles, dude?
So as the commander, you're responsible for the following: funding, track the budget and take emergency funds, crises, resolve crisis cards, and then global defense. And then the chief scientist is responsible for research and salvage.
Okay. Pretty things up, right? Yeah, it's just telling me how to set up. Okay, can you find the occupation mission? And put it here. Excellent. All right, now I will go on. And anyway, I know that you would love to recommend this game to people. What group of people would you recommend it to?
Well, it's a good solid game for four players. People who, you know, like if you've got your solid four group of gamers that you really like playing with, the ones that are like committed that you could do like a good 6 to 9 hour gaming session with, that like this could be a good game for it. It's not particularly a long game, and so it does not take 6 to 9 hours. So yeah, it's not a long game. There are a bunch of different like campaigns that you can do with it that do make it different in terms of you have different objectives. But yes, there cannot be more than four players, and I would not recommend this to your family, that to the family that just likes to play Sorry. I think that there's a lot of moving pieces to it, and it can make it confusing for people who are not willing to learn a game.
I would agree. I would also say it's people who enjoy more team-focused kind of games.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely collaborative. You've got the vibe of, like, world defense, aliens, you know, sci-fi, that kind of vibe. So if you're into those games, too, like, then this is good as well, because it definitely has all of those elements within it.
All right. And our headquarters is Africa. and then the all-in asset card, as well as the officer training and emergency funding asset cards, will remain in your play because you are the commander for this. So here we go. Here you are. And we emergency funding. So these are, I guess, your special abilities that rest will be used for the game.
Yeah, now the reason that I don't like this game is it didn't do anything to me. It's not like I lose it every time. I think that there's a good amount of strategy involved, which I appreciate games that have strategy. If you want to hear me rant about that, just have me talk about Plunder. we had a whole discussion about that. Like, games that are so...
not like Plunder at all. Also, you have
there's just a lot of downsides to it. It's like, games are fun when you can somewhat, like majority of the time, control the outcome. And I feel like Plunder is one of those games that you can't. Maybe we'll play that another time. But yes. No, I just, again, I haven't played this game very much. It's just not. And it's weird.
Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say that probably is a lot of noise.
We needed to get these actually more separated because these are going to be used throughout the game. So with this, yeah, you'll take the ones that have the little science symbol on them. I'm gonna take these.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't quite explain why I don't like this game. It's just that it's not like just not it as
one
fun.
Time. Okay, you know, one time.
No, I think we did play it another time when we were traveling.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, because I have played this at least twice. Because we played it with Travis and Lydia.
We did?
Yeah.
That wasn't while we were traveling. That
no,
was,
but...
That was before we left.
No, but we did play twice.
Yeah, so we did play twice.
Yeah, like, it just...
I had fun.
I don't know. I just don't have a very good time. Like, it's not like, oh, that is super fun. But I have a hard time explaining why.
You got your reason, whatever it is. Okay, I forgot where this goes. This probably goes there on Uno. And this goes here. Okay. Next. We will place South Africa there. That's that one. That's South America. That's Europe and England, I believe. This is right on stats. There is a third. And then Asia, and then Australia and Africa are in that zone. Okay, but to not just bore you guys with the setup part, our topic that we're going to talk about and mostly focus on today is our car, Heisenbean.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So let's just start there. What's our car's name?
Our car's name is Heisenbean.
Yeah. And he's the little car that could.
Oh, I was like, wait, where are you going with that?
That's what we call him, yeah.
Yes, because he trekked all over the United States with us, from Florida to Utah, all the way up the East Coast, and then back.
I mean, we went from Utah to Florida.
Did I say Florida to Utah?
Yeah.
I meant the other way around. And yeah, all within less than 2 years, so.
So would you like to explain his name, like the origin of his name?
Yes, I would. So a lot of people, you know, a lot of people name their cars. For me, I don't particularly like naming my car after like humans, like human names. I personally enjoy doing something not human. And so I wanted to name the car Bean, and August was like, that's pretty dumb. And so he was like, why don't we call it like Heisenberg, like, cause Walter White. And I don't know why you thought that. Maybe you had watched Breaking Bad recently or something.
I think I was in the middle of watching Breaking Bad, but the car color is white.
Yes. So it's a white Honda CRV. And so he's like, well, I know you don't like human names, so we don't do Walter White, but we could do Heisenberg. And I was like, well, I kind of like Bean. So what if we took off the Berg and did Bean? And so it could be Heisenbean. And so far, yeah, it's stuck. And we really like it. It brings up a lot of conversation when you're like, yeah, we drove Heisenbean across the country. And people are like, who's that? It's our car. And it always always starts a good conversation because it's a fun story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a really exciting day when we finally were able to purchase him. And
oh yeah, that was a rough time as well.
Like the beginning of it, but then when we
finally got hit the car, yes, it was
extremely exciting.
Yeah, we can tell that story too.
Oh, I should have asked. Are you ready? Because we're deploying.
I'm ready.
All right. Telling me now, since you're the chief scientist, you have the ability to do the action. New technology available. Actually, I'll tell you this. In this one, you will draw six of these tech cards.
Okay. Okay.
And that's basically it.
Got it.
You're gonna draw six new cards. You can look at them. And then I believe you pick which ones you want to research. We have the board flipped around. We should probably flip it because this is the research part.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, we're just going to pause and intern.
I was going to say, like, any pauses that we have, just, like, cut them out.
Yeah. Okay. Mission's over there. And done. Okay. Then 12 credits. So you will grab 12 credits. These are... these are used during the resolution to pay for, like, any units and other things. And if we end up in excess, we end up with debt, which we don't want.
Okay.
Done. UFOs detected! Okay, now I gotta place UFOs. One spawned up here. And then one spawned in South America. Now you will assign research, and it says two. It says the, so you'll assign it to this spot here. You'll pick one and just place it there. And then I believe you can assign a certain number of these tokens to determine your likelihood of it actually succeeding, which will happen on the resolution phase. Which we're not there yet, so don't worry.
And then do I discard the rest?
No, I think you can hold on to them. Yep.
Okay.
So you can actually assign, you'll assign scientists to the research right now if you'd like. Which are those tokens?
To do what?
To increase your chances of succeeding on this research.
And
because if you don't succeed, it fails and it's, I think, stuck there or removed.
And I get to use two dice? Like, what do I get to use to succeed?
You'll roll dice, but right now you're just assigning research tokens to increase the likelihood.
I believe. So does that means I get to roll more dice?
Yes, I believe so.
And does it cost anything? Do I only it get will this
cost,
many?
It will cost one credit. You'll get them back in, the, in a, another phase rotation. Anyway. So just one.
Okay.
Awesome. No, you can just do one. Well, you'll do it in the resolution phase. So just.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, so exciting. I know. So much with the game. And then choose a mission. I will do that right now. Which is one of these ones. We'll do. I'll do this one, asset recovery. Anyway. We'll move on to the next question, though.
Well, do you want to tell the story of how it took us so long to get...
Oh, I was actually, yeah, like, that was where we're going to continue. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if it felt like a week, but I don't think it was that long, was it?
No, it was like 2 months. Oh. To get, because it started with Beetle, my old car.
Oh, right.
Breaking down, things like that.
Breaking down, and having the process of having to sell your car, and then my car.
Yep.
Hey guys, real quick. Are you worried about missing an episode? We just barely started our new Game Nights and Heart Talks newsletter, where you'll be the first to know when a new episode drops, along with getting access to exclusive stories about each episode. So, if you want to join us and stay in the loop, we would love to have you. And go ahead and subscribe by clicking the link in the description. Let's jump back in.
Yeah, that was quite a time, but we'll start with more of just like the point where, okay, we were looking for a car to finally purchase.
Oh, well, you got to say why we were, though.
Well, because we didn't have a car.
Well, yeah, because we were planning. So I think the thing that makes this story more tense is the fact that we were planning to take my car that was having some engine issues like a month before we were about to leave. And so trying to find one, a mechanic that could work on it in time was really difficult because everybody's like, well, I could get you in like a month. I'm like, well, no, we need to be driving to Florida in a month.
Yeah.
And so that like made it 10 times more stressful. Mm-hmm. But then I was finally able to find a mechanic. They worked on it. I drove it off the lot and the engine failed immediately.
Yep.
Like, you remember that? Like, the minute
I do.
I drove it off the lot, it, like, the light came on again, it stalled, it failed, like, 5 seconds off of the lot.
Yeah, and turned it right back around, like, you guys actually didn't fix the problem.
Yeah.
And so then they ended up working on it for another, like, week, and we're like, okay, we got to shop around for a car. And I think we, like, the following week, we went to, wait, did we go to Toyota first?
I don't remember the dealers, but we went to a lot of dealers.
Yeah, we went to so many different dealers. I do remember Toyota just because the guy was a little nicer about it. I can't remember his name, though.
Yeah.
And he was telling, we went through the whole process, and we get to the, like, we found a car. It was a Toyota RAV4 that we test drove.
Which was really nice, by the way.
Super nice. And, you know, he's like, all right, cool. Everything checks out. All I need is your guys' credit scores. And we both look at each other and then look at him and was like, we don't got none.
Yeah, because we, neither of us had owned a credit card at that point.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, well, that makes it a little more difficult. I can't remember exactly what he said, but he was very nice about it and chill.
Yeah.
And, you know, was even still willing to try and help us as best he could, but ultimately he wasn't going to sell us the car.
Nah, there's not much you can do with somebody who doesn't have credit, which was the unfortunate thing, is that it just felt like we just didn't matter because we didn't have a credit score.
Yeah, but, like, I liked him because he didn't make me feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
He's just, like, it's really tough.
Yeah, so he's just saying the facts, because I guess it is how you prove that people can pay you, but...
Yeah, and then the reason I say that is because I remember the experience at, I think it was the dealership, Honda, that was, like, across the street.
Yeah.
That guy.
He immediately turned into an asshole the minute we told him we didn't have any credit.
Yeah, well, he's like, oh, that, well, okay. And then I think he just got up and walked out of his cubicle, left us there.
Well, remember, we were in the test drive, and he, like, told us to turn around and, mm-hmm. like, take the car back. And, yeah, it was really awkward.
It was very awkward, and we sat at his desk, and he was just, like, very standoffish. And I remember him walking away. And he didn't come back for like 10 minutes. And we're like, so do we just leave? Or?
Yeah.
And we ended up getting up and walking out. And it was just a terrible, terrible experience.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was rough. But mm-hmm. it was really stressful just trying to get up to that point. And so we get where we're like 2 weeks out from moving. And we still haven't found anything. We've been to so many dealers, called so many people. Just like, we're trying to find something. Yes, you could always go with the Facebook Marketplace thing, but we're like, that car is potentially going to break down. Like, you just don't even know. And so my dad recommended that we go to CarMax. And so we're like, okay, yeah, like, that would probably be the best for right now. We were trying to, like, lease something, but it was just not good for the situation in terms of our credit and us trying to drive across the country and everything. And so we go to CarMax and we find a couple of Outback Subarus, which is what we were looking for, because that's the Outback Subaru is the dream car. Like, that's what we want. and so, yeah, we wanted those Outbacks, but there wasn't really any that we liked that were in, like, the price range. And so we found Heisenbean, 2011 Honda CR-V, 120,000 miles on it, roughly. And the lady was like, well, this car is actually being looked at tonight, but maybe we can get it for you right now. And so we eventually got it. But then, right, so, like, hooray, we buy it, we get it, we're so happy, and then the next day, it's leaking oil in the driveway.
Well, presumably oil.
Yeah.
It wasn't. It was actually just condensation from
the AC. No, remember, it was something else. because we had to take it back in.
You sure?
Yeah. We took it back in and they gave it back to me the like Friday before we were supposed to leave on Monday.
Huh. I don't remember that.
Yeah. Because it was leaking. At first we were like, oh, it's just the AC condensation. And then we checked it and it was pink oil.
Oh, it was
transmission fluid.
I think it was transmission fluid.
Yeah. And so then we're like, no, not again.
But luckily they were able to get it fixed and taken care of.
Like right in time. We got it back that Friday, that Saturday. And then we left that Monday.
Yeah. Oh. You didn't talk about selling Beetle.
Well, no, I mean, that was so nice. We, that car was still having engine problems after paying like $2,000 to get it fixed. And then we take it to CarMax and I'm like, I'm probably going to get like $2,000 for this on an offer. Like,
if that.
And then the guy comes and how they do it at CarMax is like just so straightforward. You either take the deal or you don't. And so the guy walks up, he's like, yeah, so here's what we'll give you for it. And I turn the paper over and it's $4,000. And I'm like, he doesn't even have time to walk away or say like, do you want to think about it? We're like, yes.
He was in the middle of sitting down and before his buddy even touched the chair, you're like, yep, I'll take it. And he's like,
oh, stood right back up. Yeah, we're like, yep, we want it. Take the car before it breaks down in the lot.
And what's interesting is like you were so stressed about it, but they also test drove your car,
yeah,
to make sure too. And they were we'll take this for $4,000. And we're like, okay,
take it now. Let's leave.
Let's get out of here.
Oh yeah, that was wild. That was so wild.
All right, okay,
what's our next play?
And the next thing is you, Commander, are going to draw two of the top two of the crisis deck and add one to the crisis pool. The other one will just go in a discard pile.
Okay. Increased panic in Africa.
By one. And they're not resolved until the resolution phase. So we have time, I guess, to make it. Okay.
Maybe that's why I don't like this game, is I feel like there's maybe not too much. Like, I feel like it's super app-driven, and so there's not a lot of, like...
There's not a lot of player interaction.
Not a player interaction. Like, yeah. You just do what the app says instead of, like, deciding as players, like, what to do.
Oh, more UFOs! I keep calling South America Africa. We have two in Africa.
Yeah, aliens.
Assign research one. So you're going to assign a research card into that slot.
Okay.
Yeah, this game, I more bought it because I've played the video games.
Yeah.
And so my friend Sean, buddy from high school, he had this game on his phone.
Oh, yeah. I've seen you play it on your phone.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, this is so freaking cool. And I think he got a little annoyed. I borrowed his phone basically every class because he wanted to play. And so I was like, oh, shit, okay, I'll just get it myself. And I was like, I think maybe $5 on the App Store. Really cheap.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah, that is nice. Yeah, but you have it on your PC too, right?
I have the second game.
Oh, okay.
They do have the first one on, but I played the crap out of that thing
while
in high school. And so that's mainly why I got it, because I liked the game so much. And this was great.
Do you feel like it matches the game well?
Actually, no, I don't. I was a little sad with how this game is structured.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the first game, when you send soldiers into missions, this was like the main feature of the game, is you controlled your soldiers on like a little map, kind of similar to like D&D. So it was separated in like a grid.
Right.
They could move a certain distance. They had a percentage to hit a target, certain angles help. They had different like abilities.
Yeah.
And that's what I was expecting from this game. I got it. Mm-hmm. And then when I opened it, I was a little disappointed, but not too much, because I still enjoy it, because it definitely still fits the theme of
right
XCOM.
Yeah, that's good.
Anyway, so you're done with that. Did you assigned your research? Cool. Oh no, there's an enemy in the base. What pile was it? This one. All right. Anyway, enough about the game. We'll go back to the car. Now, after selling your car and we finally getting Heisenbean, what has been some of your favorite features of Heisenbean?
Favorite features? I have features that I wish he had.
Okay, you know? Well, let's start with the ones you wish he had, but then let's find some that you actually do enjoy.
Yes. That Toyota RAV4 had the mirror, a camera as your rear view mirror, which would have been so amazing having that driving across the country, because yes, the amount of times that we couldn't see out of our rear view mirror, because
it was every single time we moved,
because we literally packed it to the brim every time, which is a driving hazard, would not recommend.
Now, when we say rear view camera, we don't mean like a backup camera that some trucks or cars have.
Yeah.
Like you could literally switch the rear view mirror and it had there was like a camera on the very back that would show behind you and it would stay on.
Yep. It like replaced the rear view mirror.
So yeah.
I've never seen anything like that. So cool.
It
it blew my mind. I was like, oh my God.
I definitely wish that Heisenbean had that.
Yes.
Luckily he can't hear us right now.
I do like there's a section that separates the trunk, so it's like a little trunk separator in terms of like it allows you to stack things on top of other things in the trunk. I don't think I'm explaining that very well, but you know how it has that little like shelf in the trunk?
Oh yeah, it has like a second shelf. A second shelf.
So then that makes it really nice with groceries, is that you could stack the groceries underneath it and then put groceries on top of it. We didn't use that a lot when we were traveling because it can only hold so much weight. But I like that feature a lot. Besides that, I think quite a bit of space. Like, I had a lot of space for it being a smaller car, and it's got great gas mileage. So I think that's a big bonus as well.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
So like you, I do wish he had the what's it called?
The rear view camera.
Rear view camera, sorry. I'm just gonna do these two guys. Yeah, I wish he had the rear view camera.
Yeah.
I think it's just so cool.
Yeah.
And it definitely would have made our whole experience way, way less stressful.
Yeah.
But that being said, I do enjoy the fact that he has heated seats.
Oh, yeah. I've just had every car come with that, so I just expect it.
I haven't.
So yeah.
That's the thing, is I come from a different background from the... Yeah, no, like all my cars, even like my Toyota Tundra, it has heated seats.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like,
so heated seats to me... I did actually own one car that had one, but I didn't have it for very long because it just kind of crapped out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, as quickly as I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so I do like the heated seats from it. It's really nice. And I think I just like the overall size of it too.
Yeah, I do too. It's not too big, but not too small. You feel like you can fit in spaces, but still have a lot of space.
Yeah, like we took.
We packed a lot of stuff.
I'm not going to say everything because it was not everything.
And we don't have that much stuff if you compare it to other people when they move, because we don't have furniture and things like that. But we like to collect things. I mean, you've seen our board games, so.
And you haven't seen our models, but that's also pretty extensive. But it's like a lot of people, I just don't think, realize how much stuff they actually have until they have to move, you know, until they
that is accurate.
Have to pack it all up and, you know, you're pulling out stuff like where the heck did this come from?
You know? I think that's why it's really stressful for a lot of people to move, because they're like,
I just have to go through all my stuff
and it's rough.
And, you know, they're under the impression I'm going to have to throw some stuff away and I don't want to. And
yeah.
Yeah. That's a whole other
topic. Whole other combo.
I guess we're going to go. So this is going to be a short answer, but in what ways did you personalize Heisamine to make it feel more homey or our car?
Oh yeah. this is actually something for all of my family does this. There's these little like car fresheners that are called like Little Joes, and they're just like these little like stick figures that smile at you. And so when we bought our car, my dad bought me a little red one. And he has a little thumbs up. It's a little thumbs up and he's smiling. He's got little Joe on his stomach. And so we just put a little Joe right in our car. It's super cute.
Yeah, every time. Well, I guess not every time, but sometimes when you get in, you're like, little Joe.
Little Joe. Punch his stomach. Or boop his stomach. I like that. Boop his stomach.
You boop his stomach?
Yeah, you boop his stomach.
I thought you booped his thumbs up. Hand.
Maybe, but I boop his stomach.
That's what I've been doing the whole time. It's like a fist bump is what I imagine. Yeah, no,
you boop the stomach like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh my gosh. All right, you have the emergency funding available.
What does that mean?
The commander has access to XCOM's reserve funds. This action allows the commander to increase the XCOM budget for the round. To resolve this action, you take any number of credits from the emergent funding asset card and add them to your XCOM budget.
I don't have any.
Because you're not supposed to put your actual budget on here. You're just supposed to put it near you. So,
no, I placed 10 there at the start of the game.
Oh, did you do that?
Yeah, this is all of it.
Oh.
My budget's right there.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm messing with your pile. Anyway, you're allowed to take any number of that and put it into there.
Oh, no.
Since we haven't really needed to pay anything for the first round, I'd say hold on to it.
Yes. No, I'm good.
Anyway, now I gotta deploy satellites. I just put my phone.
What have been some things that you've done to customize it? Oh, and the reason that we're talking about our car is because we paid it off. We paid it off 2 months early. And we paid it off in less than 2 years. So we paid it off last week, and we are 100% debt-free. So excited about that.
Yep.
We just decided to put the gas on it and go, hey, like, yeah, I know we can pay this off in June, but we have the funds.
Let's just
we're in debt. Like, the money that we're saving isn't technically ours since we're in debt. Mm-hmm. So we need to just go pay it off. And we did. Paid it off end of March.
We did. Crisis. Which was super exciting, but we both were like, yay. And we didn't do a ton to celebrate it.
Not really, because we were at the end of the month and we were at the end of our budget.
That's true.
It was so funny. The lady that helped me kind of get this debt going, get out of debt, she was like, so are you going to go celebrate? And I'm like, in April, because my budget is exhausted.
Because we have no fans.
She's like, that's the way to do it. But this month we celebrated by buying a lot of new bike parts for our tandem, I guess.
Yeah. Which we still need to buy a lot of stuff.
Yeah, so we set a budget for Ragbri this month, and we have already maxed that budget, and it's only April 3rd. So
exciting stuff.
Exciting stuff is right.
But luckily it's in July, so we got a little bit.
We got time.
All right. Done. All right, you're gonna sign your third research. Okay, how does Heisenbean compare to your previous like vehicles in terms of performance, comfortability, and reliability? Yeah, so this is kind of a three-parter.
I've enjoyed all my cars. I've only owned technically two. My parents gave, which I'm very grateful for. Also, it gave us a notification. It should still be going, right?
Yeah, it's still recording.
Okay. Yeah, so my parents gave us cars, so that's how I got my first one. My first one was a Ford Fiesta, which small, kind of looks like a bug, which is why I called it Beetle. It was white. You could zip around in that thing. I liked it. It was nice for what I needed it for, but I don't know. This question is not really a good one for me because I don't really care about cars very much. And so I'm just like, yeah, I just, as long as it can get me from point A to point B and I've got what I need in it, I'm good.
Interesting. You're not going to comment on like how it drives compared to like your other cars? Because every car feels different.
Yeah, no, both of my cars have had a hard time accelerating. So it's like, they don't really feel better than the other. But I know you had a Tundra, and so you like that thing a lot.
Yeah, I really love the Tundra. I think
that's one. A truck, by the way, just in case you're like me and you're like, I don't know cars.
Yes, it was a 2007 Toyota Tundra.
Named Clifford because it was red.
You named it. I didn't name it.
You know, you said it. Didn't you? You were the one that named it.
Did I? No, you did.
No.
You suggested Clifford, and I was like,
that's also, I'm done with my research phase. Okay. I'm not putting anything to it.
Okay, cool. Anyway. Also, by the way, your ability cards can be used during the time phase, and they do things. So
I don't know what the time phase is.
The phase we're currently in. Okay. I'm telling you to do stiff. Yeah, so for instance, I'll use this one, the Satellite Nexus, where I place one of my satellites, and I move a UFO to orbit, or I can move an orbit or a UFO to like a continent from orbit.
Okay.
So moved it up there. Now that is that card, and it's exhausted for this rest of the phase because I've used it.
Can I make one of your soldiers elite then?
Yeah. Yeah, you just pick one and then you give it a little special training.
The sniper is the one that we want to do. He's pretty powerful.
They're also like the most OP class in the actual video game.
The snipers are the best.
Yeah, you once you get a perk where if you kill an enemy from high ground, their turn refreshes.
Oh wow.
And so, like, you could just blast enemies. Like, you can clear, like, a whole mission just with one sniper.
Jeez.
Yeah, they're pretty OP.
That's why we're making them elite.
Yeah. Well, and in this game, it's obviously they're less OP.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Commander, you get to deploy interceptors, which are these little jets. You take any number of interceptors from your reserve, which...
I don't have any in my reserve. I have no fighter jets.
You should have at least four. Okay, we're going to say you have four. I missed that part.
Okay.
These are for purchase. Now, you will assign them to continents that have UFOs to fight the alien menace.
Okay.
So, obviously, the more you put will... essentially allow you more tax on the UFOs.
Done.
Cool. These will also cost one for each that you've deployed from the budget. Oh no, not another enemy. It's just a sectoid.
So what did you like about, was there anything that you specifically liked about the Tundra?
The fact that it was a truck, it was big, the seats were comfy, and honestly, I just liked the way it felt when it drove.
Yeah.
It accelerated really well. It was very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't notice this, but people in the back, when they've ridden in the back, you know, and we get on a bumpy road, I don't notice it as a driver, and I don't think the passenger did either. Like, the front passenger, but the back passengers were like,
super bouncy.
Yeah, I didn't know that until somebody told me. I was like, no.
Yeah.
It sucks for you, because I never had to deal with it. But yeah, I love that thing. And now, the Toyota Tundra, or at least my year, I don't know if it was like, could be called a true truck because its engine was a little different. Mm-hmm. I don't know the main difference, but it didn't require diesel fuel.
Mm-hmm.
It like I could put the cheapest fuel in it and it would run just great. In fact, that's what they recommended.
Nice.
All right, so like that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It didn't get the greatest gas mileage. And it's back, like the bed door eventually broke.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to like permanently lock it. Otherwise it would just fall down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
What about you? What about Beetle? What did you
like about Again, me? Not really a great question for me because I don't
care.
She
doesn't care.
Yeah.
I had another car before that. I've actually driven a lot of cars before that. One was a Mitsubishi Galant. I don't remember the year of it. It was my brother's car, and then I got it after he moved out and bought himself a Range Rover. And that car was great, too. It was just a tiny little four-door sedan. Great space. Previous owner was a smoker. There was, like, a little cigarette burns on the top of the car. It didn't bother me, though. Okay, anyway. As it's assigning soldiers to missions, the squad leader should note that skills I need to now assign. I'm going to take... I only have the rocket launcher, dude. Uh-oh. Well, good thing he's got blast. Booyah! He's going to shoot a bazooka. That's great. Okay, done. More UFO spawn. Were you ever worried that Isomina was going to break down?
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah,
because he had the TPMS thing on that saying that the tire pressure lights wouldn't go off. So yeah, a couple times. Plus, we sometimes overpacked him. but no, like majority of the time, very, very reliable for sure. I'm just glad that we paid him off and that we actually like took our debt seriously because. We didn't take it seriously for like the first year.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it was like, yeah, I'm going to pay my monthly payments are $245. And so I'm going to pay $300. So there's a little bit more, but I'm just not going to worry about it. But I feel like if we had, you know, actually taken it seriously, we could have been out of debt a lot sooner. And it wasn't until like I met that lady who like talked to me about it. And she's like, no, like if you're in debt, like you are in the negative. Even if you have savings, right, you're in the negative because you owe somebody money. Yeah. And so that's why you've got to treat it like your house is burning down. You've got to get out of debt. Granted, she came from the bias of like all debt is not good or not all debt is not good, but just like you don't want to be in debt at all. And so that was like kind of her perspective, which is what I needed. I appreciated it.
I should do like that analogy. It's like your house is burning down. Like mm-hmm. You got to get out of it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll die.
Well, you got to put it out. Like, you got to figure out how to put it out, save the house. So,
yeah like,
I really liked it.
Debt sucks too because there's interest. So it just keeps growing.
That was another thing. I've never actually had a loan or debt before where, like, there is interest. And so it's like, hey, yeah, I paid off $300, but my car now gains like most of that back. And so I'm like, just like running in circles, a never ending treadmill, which was really discouraging. So it was nice to like kind of get on top of that and just go, yeah, no, we're just going to pay it off. Yeah.
Which I'm glad we did.
Yeah, me too.
Which has been amazing. I guess one final question. What is your most memorable experience with him, with Heisenbein?
Makes it sound like our car's gone.
No, he's not gone. It's just like, has there been like this, you know, moment where you're like, I really appreciate this car
I kind of like the way that question's worded. I feel like we show like gratitude to our car. Not because I'm like super spiritual and like, like live on that side, but I do agree that like showing gratitude for things in your life is important. And so, yeah, I think just probably our whole trip across the US, like just being able to drive all those hours and, I think
there wasn't one particular moment where you're like, you remember distinctly. And obviously it doesn't need to necessarily be about the car. It could be the car was involved in some way. I don't know.
Do you have one?
I'm trying to think.
That's where I'm like, I'm trying to think if there was any like distinct moments.
Just like every moment was great.
No, I don't think that there was any particular moments that stand out for me. Because at the end of the day, it is just a car. I am grateful for it, but it is a car.
I am very grateful as well. It got us from one side of the country to another, like back. It was same, like
with all our stuff.
All of our stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
I will say one memorable moment. This wasn't necessarily because the car performed great, but it was when we got to New Hampshire and we pulled the topper off the car for some reason.
We didn't want to unpack the board games, so we just pulled the topper, fully packed, all four of us, like. Just ripped it off the top of the car.
Yeah.
We're like, nope, we're not doing this.
We had an audience there too. I think that was the most memorable moment. Just because I was like, we got this new topper, we had to figure out how to pull it off.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to take it like the board games in one at a time because it's a process. It takes a while.
Yeah.
So we just pulled it off. But it's so funny to watch, it was funny to watch, like, when you loaded the car, it would just slowly, like,
sink
and, like, lean back. So, like, the front was still, like, up normal, but the back was sink. It would just sink down into the shocks. And then once we unloaded, it was like, weep.
Yeah. Back right back up.
He's been a great car.
Yes.
The he, also, by the way. His pronouns are he, him. If that matters to anybody.
All right.
Well, all right. That's all I had, really.
Yeah.
Because we answered half of the questions, you know, while just talking about the car.
That's the best kind of conversations. Yeah. Well, perfect. We will see you guys next time. If you guys want to see a full like gameplay review of XCOM. Let us know.
Because this game does require a lot of setup.
Correct. Yep.
And just, we're a little rusty on the rules. Definitely me.
Oh, so yeah, I am too.
We'll need a refresher. But
yeah. But if you guys want a full gameplay on our YouTube, then let us know and we will...
We'll get it up there.
We'll get it up there for you guys. All right. Until next time.
Keep the dice rolling.
Bye, guys.